know, just trying to show him the ropes a little bit.
Got to get that Madden skill, though,
yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to stay with that.
Yeah. Okay, how different is it back there without Chase Hansen back there to defending the, your passes and that? Talk about what kind of player he is.
Oh, yeah, he has a great impact on the field. You know, great player, hard-nosed player. Come down and hit you, obviously. You know, I kind of miss talking mess to him, you know, out there. But, you know, I hope he gets well soon. And, you know, I know he's working hard to get back.
Coach Taylor said you're gonna maybe throw a little bit more to the running backs this year. What's that been like, and what's nice about that?
It's good, especially not only handing them the ball, but getting them out there in more space, getting certain mismatches like when linebackers want to come play man, and you send them on a go route or some like a slant route or something like that. Get them open and just give them a chance to get the ball, be dynamic.
Do you feel like you're gaining that connection more? I mean, obviously handling the ball, it's kind of a hard thing when you're trying to work with so many different people, but do you feel that connection's being made?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we put a lot of work in the offseason and during the spring, so I feel like it's coming along very well. Just have to continue to get better every day.
Who are you seeing emerging in that position personally?
At the running back position? Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody's doing good. Zach Moss came back real good, off his arm injury. TJ Green's doing a great job. You know, DAC's doing a good job. Jordan Howard, all those guys back there are doing exceptionally well.
How's it with Armand coming back? I mean, does he still look injured? Does he? How does that?
Oh, no, he looks great out there. He looks like he never left. It's great to have him back too. Have him back there. He's another dynamic back. That can get in there, run a guy over. Make a move, whatever it may be. So it's great having him back also.
Is Kylie one of those guys that you just fear when he's coming off that edge?
Yeah, he's somebody you definitely pay attention to. You got to keep your eye on him. He's a great player. I talk mess to him all the time, but, it's all love. But, it's fun competing against him.
What's different between him and maybe Hunter Dimmick, who obviously was leading the nation in sacks?
I don't really see too much of a drop-off there. They're both kind of quiet. I feel like Kylie talks a little bit more. That's about it. But, those are two fierce competitors right there.
The receiver group, do you see as a group more athletes to throw to here, just more size, more speed, and more depth?
Yeah. We got a couple of key additions late, during the fall or going into the fall. So, especially with the guys that we had last year, just growing and, just getting more reps. I feel like experience, a couple of those guys got a lot of experience last year. So, that's going to help going into the season this year. So, I feel like we have a lot to look forward to in our position group.
What do you think about the freshman group? Anybody standing out to you right now?
I gotta give a shout out to my little brother, Jason Shelley. He's doing a good job out there with everything he's handed. I feel like Jalen Johnson doing a good job over there on D. TJ doing a great job. It's nice to see those guys come out here and compete. Their first year in college and everything.
Coach Whittingham said that receiver group looks completely different than last year. What are you seeing out of that?
A lot more competitiveness, a lot more bought into the system. And, like I said, we spent a lot of time in the offseason just, spending a lot of time together, bonding and, just trying to be positive all the time. And, just telling each other we have something special here.
When you see a guy like Jalen Johnson, you talk about him sort of standing out. Is it for you, looking at from the offensive side, is it a matter of, there's guys who aren't getting open that you expect to be open, or passes that you're like, man, that should have been completed, and all of a sudden he breaks up? Like, what do you notice from him?
He's real savvy out there. It seems like he gets the concept of the defense very well. He could be in cover two and make you think, he's going to drop back, and, he's going to plan and, come up on that under route. Might pick it off, might break it up, but, just have to be careful. But I feel like he's getting coming along well, real savvy.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Trey.